This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China says over 500,000 of its citizens study abroad each year, many here in the U.S. As the Chinese economy evolves, more students are going back to China after graduation. About 1 million students returned from their studies in 2017 and 2018. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack has this profile from Chengzhou City near Shanghai.
2 years ago, Prince Zheng was living a life many Chinese families could only dream of. He was in Indiana, finishing his PhD in computer science and running his own big data company. After graduation, his parents hoped he'd stay in Indiana to have a better life.
They wanted me to stay there, and like my other relatives. And I have so many relatives living in the U.S.
But in the fall of 2017, he moved back to China to become a professional Lego builder. He's certified by the Danish company, a distinction shared with just 13 other people around the world, and Zheng is the first in mainland China. He's proud of this, but others question his career move.
People around me just feel, oh, you're a crazy man. You're just back for the toy.
When Lego certified Zheng in 2017, it gave him less than a month to pack up his life in the U.S. He didn't even finish his PhD. He's not a Lego employee, though, just a contractor. He is the go-to guy when a new Lego shop opens in China or when Disney has a new movie. Zheng designs and builds big Lego sculptures for them.
Yeah, you can feel that way.
Zheng keeps 45 tons of Lego in his studio. He has a lot of projects on the go. He's built Lego replicas of ancient Chinese scrolls and terracotta warriors. His work is promoted on local talk shows.
Wow.
Zheng says many of his classmates studying abroad have also returned to China, which now offers many more opportunities.
Because, you know, in China, the salaries is getting higher and higher. In Shanghai, I think some industries, the salaries definitely higher than if you work in the U.S. in the same industry.
One thing Zheng misses about the U.S. is how straightforward it is to do business. But he is happy to be back in China and turning his hobby into a career he loves. In Changzhou City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.